inside the book, The Science of Getting Rich, there's some principles that are hard. They're hard to read, maybe even harder to comprehend. And they're definitely hard to begin applying into your life. Now, these principles aren't set up to hurt anyone or to insult anyone or trash anyone's religion or any such thing. The purpose of the book is to help people become rich. It's a process. It's a philosophy. There's maps. There's literal roadmaps. But along the way, there's dangers. There's problems. There's problems. People get sick. People lose jobs, divorce, sickness, addiction. There's all these problems. And yet inside of that, you have to make your way. And this idea and this path and this thought process of trying to accumulate riches, to build wealth, to create financial security for you and your family. See, that's ultimately what it's about. And the shit should be taught to people from about the age of 5 up. Like from about the age of 5, we should be telling people, you can make money with money. And if you accumulate enough money, if you set aside enough treasure, if you invest enough resources, you're free. You're free. So is your family. Options. Now, you're never free from tyranny or bullies or governments or taxes, fucked up family members. We all share in that burden. That's just called life. That's just called life. But getting to a point where, like, you don't worry about food, light bills, fucking car payments, like the basics of the quality of your life, that stuff, it's such a small amount. It's not that much wealth, man. Do you know what $500,000 invested, like diversified into different asset classes, invested? Guess what that does for you? It's the literal foundation of building wealth. It's the level where things like actually change for you. Like options now are different. But getting there, the whole process is fractal. It's all fractal. Like it starts with a dollar. And when you're 5, the process to becoming financially free is not that big. It's not that big a number. And then at 8, 10, 12. See, the thing is, you've been put into this game. You have no choice. And at a certain age, the people who were responsible for you are gone. Now it's just you. It's just you. And guess what? Now it's not just you. You got a fucking wife, kid, a husband, a partner, fucking parent, an uncle, friends, and all these people. You're surrounded by all these people. And some of them, they're not making the best decisions. And they're going to be in a bad spot. They might look to you. You have an option. You can be a fucking pillar of strength or not. It's up to you. You get to decide. Like from today forward, over the next 7, 10, 15, 20 fucking years, you get to look back and decide, okay, yeah, I did what I needed to do. And I've laid that foundation. And now, because of me, there's options. There's choices. There's more fucking decisions. And that is one of the hardest principles to understand about this book. Whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, The fact remains that it's not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. Let that shit sink in. Whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. That's the opening fucking sentence of the book. What do we do with that? What does that mean that if you didn't? What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean our uncle, he didn't live a complete life? Like, he didn't live a successful life. Well, I guess, let me tell you what. He did fall short. She fell short. I've fallen short. Bible talks about we've all fallen short. In other words, everyone has problems. But not everyone follows a blueprint to fix their problem. If you listen to Gary Vee likes to drop this knowledge bomb, this idea of self-awareness. It's this idea that you're consciously there, that you're there with you. You're not some fake imaginary fucking person who you can't control. And every once in a while you look back and say, oh, why'd you do that? As if you're a different person. What do you mean, why'd you? You were there. And we put this little separation and we label it. And we give our faults cute little fucking names. Oh, that's an addiction. It's not fucking me. That's an addiction. It's not me. It's not me that didn't invest. That's not me. It's not me that I didn't learn about money or the way it flows around this fucking world or how to save it up and buy things that pay you money and then build wealth and build. Like, I didn't know. No one told me. My parents weren't good with money. Let me let you in on something. Nobody's parents was good with money. There is a science to getting rich, and it's an exact science, like algebra or arithmetic. There are certain laws which govern the process of acquiring riches. And once these laws are learned and obeyed by any man or woman, he or she will get rich with mathematical certainty. I can break it down on a whiteboard. I can take a portfolio of stocks or a business or rental properties and begin to show you the multiplying effect of the numbers, how leverage, how the process of millionaireship, this idea of time and amount and yield, and you can begin to take these and multiply them and learn this process and build. Well, like anybody can do that. I do videos and I talk about it and I call it this idea of the millionaire's code, of the blueprint. This idea of how normal people in small sums of time, like 7 to 10 years, can begin and lay the foundation upon which changes their family, their future, and their life forever. And they rise up from mediocrity and they become the owners of property and assets. Owners of assets and property. The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. Certain. And those who do things in a certain way, whether on purpose or accidentally, get rich. While those who do not do things in this certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor. It is a natural law that like causes always produce like effects, and therefore any man or woman who learns to do these things in a certain way will infallibly get rich. It just becomes down to math, like a code, a map. It's just a process. It's been written about in books for hundreds of years, thousands of years. You ever read the book, The Greatest Man in Babylon? There's dozens of these books. Rock of Ages, As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Science of Getting Rich, Thinking Grow Rich. There's tons of these books. From all different ages, all different times, that are trying to get your mind right. Because part of the process of acquiring wealth and building wealth and doing this thing we call the science of getting rich, where you make decisions that make you fucking money, and that you get on the other side of the cash register. So instead of spending all the time, you begin to make decisions that revolve you receiving. Receiving. How do I get paid? So in my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I talk about in chapter one, it's this idea of the well in the three buckets. What I'm basically saying in there, whatever may be said of the praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. No man can rise to his greatest possible heights of talent and soul development unless he has plenty of money. For to unfold the soul and to develop talent, he must have use of many things. You need many things. You need accounts. Brokerage accounts, checking accounts, savings accounts, credit cards, good credit, business accounts, insurance, folders, accounting systems, fucking realtors, lawyers. I have 27 insurance policies. I have 6 investment accounts, 2 brokerage, regular after-tax brokerage accounts, 4 businesses, and 61 streams of income. All little different wells, all planted, reaped in an 18-year period of focused pursuit of just trying to get a little bit richer every day. And making decisions is not always perfect because you push up against life. But you have to stay the course, follow the map. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. Really appreciate it. If you don't have a copy of my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, as always, just email me, text me, DM me. You can reach me on YouTube, FullAuto11, on Instagram at FullAuto11, Twitter, FullAuto11, and look forward to talking to you. God bless.